Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is accountability. Our scripture for today can be found in Ephesians 5:21. It says, "And submit to each other out of respect for Christ." In another life, before I was elected as General Secretary of the General Commission on the Status and Role of Women, I served as a circuit court judge. In determining conflicts between and among parties, I performed legal analysis. I didn't just toss a coin. First, I would determine the facts by listening to the testimony from witnesses and analyzing the evidence. Then I would apply the applicable law to determine the verdict, meaning literally, to determine the truth. Truth is necessary for the establishment of integrity within a system, in the development of trust between and among people, and in the building of relationships and community. Ours is a community of faith, and concepts of truth and trust and relationships are not a one-and-done goal. These are continuing, intentional decisions made on a daily, hourly, and sometimes minute-by-minute basis. I once had a criminal defendant before me in court who said, "Judge Hare, I have one request. If you find me innocent, please give me justice. But if you find me guilty, please show me mercy." There is so much wisdom in his humorous words. He trusted the system. He trusted me in that moment. Yes, and he fully understood the importance of accountability for the integrity of systems and in the relationships of our communities. This is the same wisdom that is needed in our church and in our world. We often say that the work of the General Commission on the Status and Role of Women is to provide a wellness check in challenging the UMC to live in right relationship with one another and seek beloved community. Yes, and challenging the church to include women and to self-monitor our language and conduct towards one another reminds us to be accountable to ourselves, to our community, and to God. Let us pray. Dear Spirit of Wisdom, guide us to be persons of truth, builders of trust, and seekers of relationship with integrity, helping us to hold ourselves and others accountable to our beloved community, the United Methodist Church. Thank you for listening today. My name is Crystal Woolston, and I just read a devotion written by Don Wiggins Hare. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That's umsexualethics.org/devos.